Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. We hope you'll want to be a student in this school. And today, if you want to be part of this class, you'll benefit most if you'll turn in your Bibles and follow with us. We're reading from Luke chapter 1. And we began that in our last class. We're going to continue this in this class, beginning in Luke chapter 1 and verse 21. And then we're going to read all the way to Luke chapter 2 and verse 20, which will cover the lesson, the text for this lesson. And then in future classes, we'll be going into details into the latter part of that we read in Luke chapter 2. We're studying the life of Christ, and we're on a lesson regarding his birth. So while you're turning to Luke chapter 1, I will remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And now let's turn to our Bible reading. And I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. And I know many of you have the King James Version or the New King James Version, and you'll be able to follow along very closely if you have that. I don't know if you'll be able to follow very closely if you have the New International Version, because it reads so much differently oftentimes in the New International Version than it does these older Bibles and the way that they translated then compared to the way that they tried to modernize the language in their attempts to make it easier to understand. You know, sometime in trying to make something easier to understand, well, they also make it easier to misunderstand. But the American Standard Version of 1901 sort of set a standard for Bible translations that few translations that have come after have come close to meeting. Their dedication to their accuracy and their fidelity to the scholarship of the day. And so we're going to be reading from the American Standard Version. It's not as familiar to us now, but from 1901 it was very popular. And I imagine your grandparents or maybe your great-grandparents or your parents were familiar with this translation. Well, let's begin now. Luke chapter 1 and verse 21. And the people were waiting for Zacharias, and they marveled why he tarried in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, and he continued making signs unto them and remaining dumb. And it came to pass, when the days of his ministration were fulfilled, he departed into his house. Luke chapter 1 and verse 24. And after these days, Elizabeth, his wife, conceived. And she hid herself 5 months, saying, Thus hath the Lord done unto me in the days wherein he looked upon me, to take away my reproach among men. Now in the 6th month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And he came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this might be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, And he shall reign over the house of Jacob for ever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And Mary said unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Spirit shall come upon thee, and the power of the Most High shall overshadow thee. Wherefore also the holy thing which is begotten shall be called the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth thy kinswoman, she also hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her that was called barren. For no word from God shall be void of power. And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Luke chapter 1 and verse 39. And Mary arose in these days, and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah, and entered into the house of Zacharias, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass, when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit, and she lifted up her voice with a loud cry, and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come unto me? For behold, when the voice of thy salutation came into mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believeth, for there shall be a fulfillment of the things which have been spoken to her from the Lord. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in the God my Savior, for he hath looked upon the low estate of his handmaid. And behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed, for he that is mighty hath done unto me great things, and holy is his name, and his mercy is unto generations and generations of them that fear him. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their heart. He hath put down princes from their thrones, and hath exalted them of low degree. The hungry hath he filled with good things. The rich he hath sent away empty. He hath given help to Israel his servant, that he might remember mercy, as he spake unto our fathers, toward Abraham and his seed for ever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months, and returned to her house. Luke chapter 1 and verse 57. Now Elizabeth's time was fulfilled, that she should be delivered, and she brought forth a son. And her neighbors and her kinfolk heard that the Lord had magnified his mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. And it came to pass on the eighth day that they came to circumcise the child, and they would have called him Zacharias, after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, There is none of thy kindred that is called by this name. And they made signs to his father what he would have him called. And he asked for a writing tablet, and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they marveled all. And his mouth was opened immediately, and his tongue loosed, and he spake, blessing God. And fear came upon all that dwelt round about them, and all these sayings were noised abroad throughout all the hill country of Judea. And all that heard them laid them up in their heart, saying, What then shall this child be? For the hand of the Lord was with him. Luke chapter 1 and verse 67. And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Spirit, and prophesied, saying, Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and wrought redemption for his people, and hath raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets that have been of old, salvation from our enemies, and from the hand of all that hate us, to show mercy toward our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he sware unto Abraham our father, to grant unto us that we, being delivered out of the hand of our enemies, should serve him without fear, in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. Yea, and thou, child, shall be called the prophet of the Most High. For thou shalt go before the face of the Lord to make ready his ways, to give knowledge of salvation unto his people unto the remission of sins, because of the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high shall visit us, to shine upon them that sit in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the way of peace. And the child grew and waxed strong in spirit, and was in the deserts until the day of his showing unto Israel. Now Luke chapter 2 and verse 1. Now it came to pass in those days there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment made when Quirinius was governor of Syria, and all went to enroll themselves, every one to his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and of the family of David, to enroll himself with Mary, who was betrothed to him, being great with child. And it came to pass, while they were there, the days were fulfilled that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. Luke chapter 2 and verse 8. And there were shepherds in the same country, abiding in the field, keeping watch by night over their flock. And the angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Be not afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all the people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David, who is Christ the Lord. And this is the sign unto you: ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among men in whom he is well pleased. And it came to pass, when the angels went away from them into heaven, that the shepherds said to one another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known to us. And they came with haste, and found both Mary and Joseph, and the babe lying in the manger. And when they saw it, they made known concerning the saying which was spoken to them about this child. And all that heard it wondered at the things which were spoken unto them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these sayings, pondering them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, even as it was spoken unto them. Because we have a little time left, I will continue this reading, beginning in Luke chapter 2 and verse 21. And when 8 days were fulfilled for circumcising him, his name was called Jesus, which was so called by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. Luke chapter 2 and verse 22. And when the days of their purification according to the law of Moses were fulfilled, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord, as it is written in the law of the Lord, Every man that openeth the womb shall be called holy unto the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves, 2 young pigeons. And behold, that there was a man in Jerusalem, whose name was Simeon, and this man was righteous and devout, looking for the consolation of Israel. We're going to end our reading there and continue in our next class.